Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and your number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this address in Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, and what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? We will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, would you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59?
30 to 39.
60 to 30 to 39. All right, thank you. All right, so in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic. And generally speaking, do you feel that things in here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
Would that be definitely or only lean towards?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to ask your impression on some people and organizations you may have heard of. If I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of that of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, Thomas Chalifu.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, don't recognize the name. Okay, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Darren Soto.
I know he's a congressman. Hold on, let me see if I can remember his name. Who is this guy? I don't know enough to answer, honestly. I know he's a congressman. I don't know enough to answer.
Okay. All right. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat, sir?
Just somewhat favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
How far unfavorable can I go?
Very unfavorable or somewhat.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Project 2025.
I think it's bullshit.
Okay, so wouldn't give him somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable or very favorable.
What's the neutral one?
If you say neutral, I'll put neutral.
Yeah, neutral's fine.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, what about MAGA Republicans?
Very favorable.
Okay, very favorable. All right, sir, in thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right, and then thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't hear what you said.
Thinking about the job, you know, Darren Soto is doing as a congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. All right, sir. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay, and if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcusell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Riscott. Okay, now if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for?
Thomas.
Thomas, okay. All right, sir, as you may know, there will also be an amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. It, as determined by the patient's health care provider, the amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Give me a second. I would oppose.
So be no, right?
Yep.
No to oppose. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Califo. He's an experienced business owner and a decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing in the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califu will take this experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. The other one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas Chalifu.
Okay, Thomas Chalifu. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and in which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Would that be promoting traditional values in school, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down the rent prices, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, improving
iPhone. Do I have to pick only one of those, or which one do I need to pick up?
You can pick two, okay? Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, securing our border, protecting abortion rights, lowering grocery prices.
I go with the traditional values and inflation.
Okay, which one you say? First one?
Traditional values and inflation.
Okay, traditional values, the first one, and then inflation, right? Tackling lowering inflation and gas prices?
Yep.
Okay, all right, now let me read you some reasons people give for voting for candidates for the U.S. Congress, okay? Assuming that each of these
I'm
accurate.
Out of time. I was in the car on the way to eat, but I'm here at the restaurant, so that's about all I can do for you right now.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can call you some other time, sir, so we can finish it up.
How many questions are missing?
Well, right now we're like 60%, okay? It's maybe 5 minutes more. We've done.
If you can do it in 5 minutes, all right, let's get it done.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm just going to read it, and you just tell me if that convinces you. Okay. Let me read you some reasons why people are voting for U.S. Congress. You know, assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing of a reason is that you will vote for that candidate. Would be very convincing, only somewhat, or will have virtually no effect on your decision. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Would that make you very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on your vote?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay, yeah, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy to make and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, yeah, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs to cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Very convincing, someone, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, no effect. All right, Thomas Chalifu is a fiscal conservative who will rein out and control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very.
Very convincing. Okay, Thomas Chalifu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
All right, then the last one says, Thomas Chalifu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Yeah,
very convincing, somewhat, or no effect. All right,
very
sir, now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas Chalifu.
All right. And now let me read you some statements that, about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, some doubts, or will have virtually no effect at all in your decision. Okay, here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have been, gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that targeted small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Okay, so what was that? What's the most doubt? Yeah, that's the one.
Well, if it gives you serious doubt about voting for him or some doubts, or will have no effect on your decision to vote for him.
Yeah, serious doubt.
Serious doubt. Okay, as a chairman of Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifu voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or
no effect?
No effect. All right, sir. Chalifu called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubt.
Some doubt. Okay, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have left millions of criminals across the borders and make our communities less safe. Since, being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt. So this
serious
basically
doubt.
You're asking serious doubt if to vote for the candidate, correct?
Yeah, yes, yes. If this gives you serious yes. about voting for him, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah, serious.
Okay, Thomas Chalifu, Chalifu personally loaned his campaign $2 million in, you know, in charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to, you know, to turn a profit by running for office. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts?
Serious
doubts. Serious
doubts.
All right, sir, and the last one said, mega landlord Thomas Chalifu went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up with the courts pursuing a host of a small claim suit. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today, and, you know, the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, a Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas Chalifu.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. So what is your primary source of for national and political news? Would that be local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, or Mega TV, or Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, your local newspaper, cable news networks, talk radio, internet-based news sources, or social media app or services?
Internet-based news services. Yeah, social media, like, would X be there?
Well, this, from if it's an app, which app service would you, you know, give most of your news? I have a YouTube, Twitter, WhatsApp,
Twitter
Social, or Facebook. Twitter, okay. All right.
Twitter.
All right, so, and then what is Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? La Prensa Orlando, none of those. Okay. All right, sir. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate? Trump. All right, sir. And just the last few questions are for statistical purpose. And what was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
College, bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. All right, sir, and do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in most in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. All right, sir, and As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America or the Caribbean. To what countries in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Cuban.
Okay, Cuban. All right, sir, and when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, and even mix of both, or more English than Spanish, or only English?
More Spanish than English at home.
Okay, so more Spanish than English?
Yeah.
Okay, more Spanish than English. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening. And
a quick question for you. What's the company that did this survey, by the way?
Metro Research, or Metropolitan. That's the name of the company.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.